You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We want to talk about money from misery. It's the only little note that I wrote down here, money from misery, because yesterday we had a wonderful conversation with such a delightful, charming, sweet woman. And her job is in roofing. She's part of a roofing company. And Jeremy threw out something about hail, and her response was almost giddy. Like, oh yeah, we're getting into, you know, our prime season.
Hail season, yay!
And it was just yet another example that I find fascinating, this whole thing about the economy built around other people's misfortune. And how many jobs exist only because of bad things that happen to other people. And we thought it might be kind of fun to, yes, fun, to open up the phones and say, do you have a job that requires somebody be going through a difficult time?
And the funny thing, I was thinking about this last night. Really, I feel like you could almost pull out any little industry or place and figure out some way that it's affecting somebody negatively, like car washes even. You're driving around with a dirty, filthy car and it's, you know, bringing you down and you don't like it. And so you roll into a car wash to make your vehicle clean again. They're profiting off of you not being happy.
I guess that's one way of looking at it.
Anything really. Like a tire,
for sure.
A tire place. I do another car thing, but it's like your tires.
Well, yeah.
You get a flat tire. Oh, my God.
That's right. That's profiting off of somebody's misery.
Yes.
I mean, collision repair with cars, right?
100%.
They're only in business if you have banged up your car, you've got some misery, mm-hmm. They're going to take care of it.
Yeah.
There are so many jobs, and we wanted you. David just wrote in and just said funeral homes. Correct.
I had embalmer on my list. Like, embalmers are making bank off of dead people, you know?
That's right.
So that's like the step further.
That's almost like the ultimate making money off of misery. That's like at the pinnacle.
It's death.
Right there.
It's sadness.
It's funeral homes,
it's
right?
It's stuffing cotton into holes, you know, so you can bury people.
So we want you to call us. And here's the thing. There could be so many of our listeners right now laughing because this had never really occurred to them before. I mean, you just know if you work, let's say, just go back to the car collision place.
Yeah.
If you work at a car collision place, you just like, it's your job, right? Yeah, go, people have an accident, we mm-hmm. fix it, blah, blah, blah. And you'd never equated it in your head with, I make money off misery. Or if you are a roofing company, you know, if you're an insurance agent, the very definition of insurance, right, is that you're there to provide money for people who
yes.
have got some sort of problem. Damage to their car.
I was
damaged
hit
to
in
their
my
home.
Truck a couple months ago. I needed my insurance agency.
Exactly. Damage to your health, right? If you hurt yourself, you need insurance. So it's the entire insurance industry is built upon a house of misery.
Although they haven't gotten my deductible back from the young lady that hit
Don't
me that didn't have insurance.
They never will.
I'll never see that money again.
You'll never will. You'll never see it, dude.
Never. They keep sending me letters. We're still working on it. They're giving me hope. Like, even before the car collision place, though, how about just a like an advanced auto parts or something that just carries car parts? Because you need a new alternator because your alternator went to hell. You got a taillight out. You got a ticket. And you're miserable about that. You got to go buy a new light bulb. They're there
yeah.
for that reason.
It's trying to find, it almost might be easier to try, or more.
To find one that's not.
It's difficult to find jobs that don't rely on misery.
I'm trying to think if our job relies on misery. At times it does.
Like an ice cream man, right? Just brings joy. I suppose you could twist it and say, well, they're miserable because they don't have ice cream. I don't think, that's stretching it too far. So there are some, like our job. What do you? How would you describe our job?
I'm trying to decide. Well, we
do
we
make
benefit.
Any money off of misery?
We do. If people write in with emails and stuff with problems going on in their life, they're miserable. They want us to solve it.
That is true. And we play commercial breaks. And in those commercials, it's all companies that are trying to solve a
yes.
problem that you have.
And we keep playing that Miley Cyrus song, which is miserable.
See? So we're causing more misery than we're solving.
Right. We better be careful. They're going to go somewhere else to ease that misery.
Your boys in the morning are serving up a heap and helping of misery every 2.5 hours. So it's kind of funny. We're laughing this morning about how so many people have never really stopped and considered how many industries in America are completely based off of other people's misery. And you don't go through your day thinking about it. Like Lisa wrote in and talked about how she's a court clerk, so she makes money off of self-imposed misery. Speeding tickets, failure to appear warrants, trespassers, stuff like that. So it's people who just have gone and done something wrong.
Yeah.
And she's going to make bank off of them because of the poor choices they've made.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
So true. Patrice is funny, too. She talked about auto glass companies. Yeah. Right? Because when you get a ding in your windshield or a cry of a rock kicks up from that semi in front of you,
it's your back window. Remember last year when I was ripping up my deck or whatever and I was tossing the wood into the back of my truck and one went a little too far and smashed the entire back window?
That's right.
Guess who I called? The glass people.
Yeah, I remember a former girlfriend of mine got in her car on a hot day and she just closed the door and there was something about the vacuum. Yeah. Of the door closing and the car was super heated up that when she did, the windshield just went boom, like
boom.
A big target, you know, that just spread out like a spider web, thing. And it was just closing the car door.
That's not good at all.
great craftsmanship. Here's Jim on the phone. Jim, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, buddy.
So, what do you got? Another example for us?
Cashier at a grocery store.
Miserable. How are you banking off miserable people? I guess they're hungry?
They are miserable about the high prices of food these days.
You're right.
That's
okay.
True.
I see.
Everything
that.
Has got a lot of...
Yeah.
Everyone's got a bigger, thing of sticker shock going on these days, so... Thank you for that. People just get grumpy when they go, but I don't know that that's necessarily making money. I'm all excited when I go to the grocery store. Look, I can't wait till I get home.
Just to start eating or what?
I can dive into it, right.
A lot of heavy ones rolling in about, hospitals and cancer and all that.
I'd rather avoid that.
We back it up a little bit and just go just to pharmacists, if you're wandering into a Walgreens or something, they're making money off people needing pills,
Truth.
Pills, simple as that. How about all the people that work at the Band-Aid Corporation?
It's an automatic misery.
You are making a product for people that have hurt themselves and are bleeding out. So shout out to the Band-Aid Company. And then I like Steph's. Steph wrote in a few minutes ago. I told her to call, but I guess she got scared. But she said hairdressers. Hairdressers all the time are banking off of people coming in who tried to cut their own hair or color their own hair.
Oh, right.
And they're miserable. She's got to fix it, and she's making money off it.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Alexis is a teacher and says, my students would say I make money off their misery.
Yep.
There could be a lot of people listening right now and had never really considered this before. But what I was thinking about is, Jer, how we always tell people, we get, when you're talking with someone and you're ending the conversation, you say, hey, man, have a great day. Right? We say, hey, have a great day. Hope you have a great day. If everybody on the planet had a great day every day, the entire world economy would collapse.
Right.
The economy would collapse because so much of the economy is built upon people not having a great day. So when you start telling everyone, go have a good day, have a great day, what you're saying is, I want us to completely fall into anarchy and collapse.
Right. Right.
Because that's what would happen.
We all make money off of bad. I mean, my God, I was just in Home Depot yesterday. The radio station is right next to Home Depot, and walking up and down like the plumbing aisle, all you see is a bunch of guys with their hands on the hips walking back and forth, and they look mad as hell. And they're having a bad day because they're having plumbing issues, and Home Depot is there to rescue them.
Correct.
And get them some new pipes. So it's just simple as a hardware store.
So the hardware store would almost, except for, people just doing the cosmetic stuff they want to fix something up in their house for fun. But otherwise, you're right. It's going to be because something broke.
Yeah, my grill went down. I guess I got to go buy a new grill.
So when you wish everyone a great day, you are putting Home Depot out of business.
Right. Right.
Right. You're putting funeral homes out of business.
You're putting divorce lawyers out of business.
Divorce lawyers will be out of business.
Estate lawyers out of business.
Right.
You're putting credit card companies.
Everybody goes out of business because you want everyone to have a good day.
Think about just credit card companies with the fees and all that. They're making bank off people that are having a bad time, can't afford things, charging and bringing those fees in.
That's right.
Ugh.
So we need to figure out a new way of looking at this. I still want people to have a good day, but only to a certain point.
Enjoy your sucky day. I mean, you're still acknowledging it's sucky, but you also say enjoy it. Just enjoy it.
I wish half of our listeners right now the best day of their lives. The other half, I hope something goes wrong for you today so that the rest of the world can make a few dollars.
There you go.